Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Tonight is a big show. I forgot the tissues because I am not going to cry tonight, even though we are talking about grieving. So a couple of weeks ago, it was asked, what is this wand? So what this wand is, I didn't even introduce myself. I'm so gung-ho because today has been a great day to get started. I am Sandy Bird. That is Sandy with two E's, Bird, B-Y-R-D. This is the Emotional Elevator. And I am on the Inspired Choices Network, who I have to give a shout out to because I was blessed to receive messages during these past couple of weeks when I've been dealing with a lot and thinking about me, and that just meant the world to me. So I got to give a shout out. But now let me say, I was asked a couple of weeks ago, what does this wand signify? What this wand is if this was a magic wand and I was able to give you any wish you want, and I don't mean abundance and all that because that's not going to change, but if this was a magic wand and you could change anything you wanted about yourself when it comes to your mindset, what would you change? So that's what this wand is all about that I like on the show. And I do use this with clients. Because whenever they're stuck with something, if this was my magic wand and I could change something that you want to let go, what would it be? So this is kind of a let go wand. But so what am I? I am a self-development coach. I think that's more the scheme of it. But I deal with a couple of areas. And tonight on this show, I'm announcing another area that I have been drawn to while talking about grief. And I am a trauma coach that deals with trauma and addiction because that's very close to my upbringing. And I am a self-development coach. And as a self-development coach, what I help my clients do is figure out who they are, what their purpose is in life, what values are really their values, or what values are they holding on to that might have been societal, might have been from their generational, and what is it that they need help with when it comes to their development. I also specialize in and help individuals, even if they want to get on a call with me and say, you know what, I don't know how to write a good resume. Can you help me? Oh, absolutely. I want to apply for this job, whether it's a promotion within their own company or I'm stagnant in my own company and I want to go somewhere else. That's part of what I do too as a self-development coach, is also help people realize how to properly interview to land that job, because I can say I've landed all my jobs because of a skill set that I have within me that I've decided to add to my self-development coaching. I am also a midlife coach because, as we all know, when we start reaching this golden age of 50, and I learned through my mother-in-law, who this is what this show is about, just passed away at 100 and a half, that I could still have 50 more years to live. Did I want to stay in the role that I thought I was in? Did I want to recreate who I am? And did I decide at 50 to stop giving a blank? Because that's kind of what I figured out in 50 is I started really working on myself drastically to start realizing that all that trauma and everything I drug through to 50, I'm letting go. So that's another form of coaching. But I've decided to help individuals recreate their life through grief. And that's why this topic tonight is such a big topic for me, because and how did I decide on that? So years ago, when I decided to go into coaching, I did coaching for death doulas and grief. And I said, you know what? This area is never going to be for me. Grief has always been centered around trauma in my life. Well, now I get to grieve in a way that is healthy. Healthy grieving. Kind of sounds like a conundrum, doesn't it? Well, anyway, tonight's show was all about grieving. And I'm going to read you what this show is going to entail. So, grieving is a journey that looks different for everyone. No one's grief is better or worse than another's. It is a deeply personal experience that can be accompanied by trauma. Through my recent grieving process, I realized that we all grieve differently. Do you know the stages of grief? Do you know how to recognize them? Do you know how to respond appropriately to someone who is grieving? So that's what tonight's show is about. And I can tell you, the one thing I've learned over the years from being very young and dealing with grief to now being an adult and dealing with a lot more grief is don't ever, and I'm going to say this, walk up to someone and say, I know what you're feeling. Because you don't. You have no idea what someone's feeling when they're grieving. So that is the first thing I want to tell people. It's the same thing as if someone had been gone through a trauma. Would you walk up to them and say, I understand exactly what you're going through? No, you don't. And it's the same thing for grief. And another point I want to make is the stages of grief are the same as trauma. Because our brains see grief as trauma, as a trauma response. And a lot of people don't comprehend that or grasp that within themselves, that when you experience grief, whether you knew someone was passing away or didn't, you get a trauma response to that grief. Because unless you plan it, you're still going to experience that, oh my gosh, my life has changed forever. And I've been fortunate enough through this. So the reason I'm talking about grieving, and I probably should have said this first, was yes, the person I talk a lot about on my show passed away. A week from Friday, April 2nd, I mean, August 2nd, 2024, my dear mother-in-law, Lily Mae Bird, passed away. It was expected. She was 100 and a half. She was holding on, but she realized that it was time. She was okay to let go. Everything she wanted to say, she said. Everything she did, she did. She lived through a lot of life. The Great Depression, world wars, political BS. She's lived through a lot. Vietnam. She has lived through a lot, and she finally decided to go home. And right away, before she passed away, I did get to experience one of the grief stages, which I will go over, and that was denial. See, my mother-in-law, I have been having a routine with for 2 years now, where I stepped up and decided to spend nights with her. And didn't matter of the challenges, and I'm not going to get into what I said at the funeral and stuff like that, but there was a routine. My life had a routine at this point. The only time I didn't stay there was when I traveled. I stayed on Thursday nights and Saturday nights. And I had a routine. And on Saturday nights, my husband would go over there for dinner and, have time with her. But then I would go over and sleep there because my husband has a very bad back. And for him, he just could not sleep. So I stepped up and said, I'll do it. But there was a routine. I knew every Saturday night, if I was in town, I would be staying there. Sunday mornings, I would get up with the caregiver when she came in and we would chit chat for a little bit. And then I'd go on and do my daily routine on a Sunday. And I realized 2 weeks ago that that routine changed for me forever. And it was consistent. And I knew that routine. So part of the first grieving phase I went through was that denial, because a year ago she rallied. She was on death's door. And she fought and she stayed here. And so I kind of started that denial phase where she's going to rally again. Well, then when she was kind of comatose, I kind of knew she wasn't going to rally anymore. So I did start the denial phase before the passing. But let's talk about these five or seven phases of grief. The first one is denial. The second one is anger. The third one is bargaining. And the fourth one is depression. And the fifth one is acceptance. Now, if you talk about the seven stages, shock and denial, anger and bargaining, depression, upward turn, which means changing, reconstruction and working through, acceptance and hope. Now, think about that. Think about all those: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. What other stages are those four? If you don't know, those are trauma stages too. So think about this. When you are going through the grief phase, you're also going through trauma phases. And as I say, no one's grief is better or worse than another's. And what has been a challenge for me going through many passings in my life, many deaths, some of them very tragic, tragic by suicide, some of them by just death. You know, both my parents died of cancer, and there was some tragedy around that. But after almost every death with me, there was something that either was happening or happened that there was some form of trauma. So when it came to me grieving, my first thing was, okay, this happened. Now I need to push forward. I need to move forward. I can't stay in this. So I'm just going to push it down and I'm going to move forward. Well, a couple of people thought that that meant that I wasn't grieving, but I was. But my brain, and I'm explaining this, and I have a client that brain, because right away when we were talking, and she said, you know, I do the same thing, because she had someone pass away recently too, that when you come from a lot of trauma, your brain automatically sees that grief as trauma again. So however you've ever reacted to trauma in your life, when you're grieving, your brain sometimes goes to that, because we don't know how to change grief from trauma. And realizing that we all grieve differently and we all go through the stages differently. There's some people I know in my mother-in-law's family and in their family that might be going through denial right now. Even though she was 100, everyone thought she was going to continue on. I don't know how long we all thought she was going to continue on, but we all thought she would continue on because she rallied before. And rallied before that. So there are some people in denial. Does it make them wrong? No. Does it make me wrong today because I woke up today and felt really good and positive and at peace with myself? Because should I be at peace with myself right now while I'm grieving? Is that okay? For me, it is. For you, maybe not. You might see that as, why is she at peace? But today, I went and did my normal Wednesday routines. And I did things and felt good. And I did dance parties and I did things that I always do for myself. And I had a great day. That doesn't mean tomorrow I'm not going to have a bad day. And it could be something strikes me. Because today, as I am going to an appointment and coming back, I'm like, okay, tomorrow I got to do this. And right after that, I'm doing this. I have, a meeting at 6. And oh my gosh, I got to make sure I get dinner because as soon as that meeting's over, I'm going to have to go. Where am I going? Where am I going? I don't go there now on Thursday nights. And it's been at least 2 Thursday nights since I've been on that routine. But my brain is already saying, okay, we've got to do this. This past Sunday, Saturday night, I couldn't sleep at all because I wasn't used to being in my bed at all. I'd been in my bed maybe 3 times in 2 years. One, I think my husband had COVID. I was really ill. And then I was ill right before she passed. But the caregivers were already in the process because she was dying. So I had tremendous grief Saturday night that I could not even sleep. I'm in my own bed. But anyway, oh my goodness, it is time for this first break. Here I am just starting to get into grief and I'm missing out on a break. So we're going to go to break. And like I say, if you ever want to reach out to me on any social media platform, my name is Sandy with 2 E's. If you look for me on any social media platforms or YouTube or anything, it is Steenstra in the middle, my maiden name, and then the bird, BYRD. If you want to email me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But I also say email me on my business one right now, Sandy Bird, those 2 E's, that Y and Bird, coach@gmail.com, because you get a more rapid response. And thank you for those that have listened and sent emails to me. That means a lot to me to have those conversations. We can also do a connection conversation if you would like to work with me. But we are going to go on that break. And I am so honored to be a part of Inspired Choices Network. So we'll be right back.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. You are joining me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. This is my magic wand, and if I could use this wand to take away anyone's stages of grief, I would. And why do we go through those stages of grief? Because it's like our body sees grief as a trauma. Someone dying that we love, or even a friend that we associate with, someone we might work next to every day, and they pass away. We're going to have almost a trauma response because we don't understand. We don't understand why people die when they do. We don't understand that. It's a guarantee in life. From the day you're born, the next day, you know, we never know when death's going to happen. So that's why we consider it like a trauma. Because when we lose someone we love, even when sometimes we lose enemies, we still have the, oh my gosh, that could happen to me. Or when it's someone you know and it's their loved one or something, and then all of a sudden they're lost in life. And then you go, oh my gosh, that could be me. But remember, everybody handles trauma. Everybody handles grief differently. But no way is the wrong way. No way is the right way. And what I've learned over the years is it doesn't matter what you say to someone when they're grieving. It's not going to change how they choose to grieve or how their body processes grief. So you're better off sometimes not saying anything, but I'm sorry. I'm here if you need somebody, than to say, yeah, when I lost my dad last year, it was hard. That doesn't help. I'm just going to point that out. That doesn't help. Because you're trying to take away from their moment of pain. Think about that. If someone you knew was harmed, seriously harmed, would you walk up to them and go, yeah, well, you know, when I got a paper cut last Thursday, I felt the same way. You're not going to do that. So don't do that with grief. Because grief is totally different for everybody. And depending on the relationship with that person, you don't know the stages. And the stages aren't uniform. And that is another thing. Because a lot of people think, oh, you got to be in denial, then you got to be in the anger, then you got to be bargaining. Some people might even skip steps. And a lot of people right away start in bargaining. Oh my gosh, God, why would you do this? I mean, I would do anything to have my mother-in-law, Lily Mae, back. Bargain. But is that going to bring them back? Same thing as, and I'm going to bring this up, I've experienced it multiple times, the family drama. Does that help? What does that really help? If you're feeling good, you might be, somebody else might be now feeling worse. So think about that. When someone passes away and we're all worried about, oh my gosh, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. It still doesn't bring that person back. Yes, their memories and momentums. And yes, I got things that my mother-in-law wanted me to have. I got things that my family willed down to me generation after generation. I have China. A lot of China. I had to buy a China cabinet when my mom passed away, before she passed away, because I knew I was getting two sets of China. Am I probably ever going to use that China? I don't know. I did one time, but like, think about things as they change. But we take sometimes momentums to remind us of them, but all we got to do is think about them. And like I said, right now, today, I had a great day. And if I was out there, oh, I'm doing this and that, then there's other people that are saying, yeah, she must be happy about this because she doesn't have to go over those. No, I'm just at peace today. There's something that came over to me and I'm at peace today. Doesn't mean tomorrow I'm not going to be depressed. And grieving differently. And that's the thing. I have more accepted it at this point. Doesn't mean I could go backwards, but I'm accepting it because A, I know, at 100.5, that's phenomenal. Phenomenal. But I also know that she missed her husband, who had been gone for 21 years. I never got to meet Randolph, but I've heard the stories, the many stories. They had the love that everyone wished they had. They were a couple that never fought because they had healthy love. They might have had disagreements, but they never fought. They were the house that all the kids went to in the neighborhood. Like, I can hear all those memories, but she still lived a good life. So I'm accepting that she didn't have to suffer because that's what she was afraid of more than anything, that she would suffer. And she's not. So I'm accepting of it. But am I grieving? Yes. Does anyone, this is might be where I tear up. Does anyone understand that what it's like to never hear I'm proud of you and love you? But then the last 2 years, that's what I heard every night I was there. So yeah, I'm gonna grieve. I'm gonna grieve a lot. But what I want to talk about too is the steps that we take when we're grieving. Same steps we take when we go through trauma. We acknowledge it. We acknowledge the feelings we're feeling. I had a great day, and now I'm crying because I'm talking about her, because now I'm thinking about what I'm going to miss most is the conversations. Those conversations that I never had with my mom, but I had them with her. And that's a lot. But at the same time, what am I going to think about when I do something amazing like yesterday, signed a comp? I'm going to do laughter yoga for a big hospital group here, and we're looking at me doing the retreat and doing Lego series play with them. But I went in there inspired because I started doing laughter yoga because of my mother-in-law. And I felt proud within myself. So my little brain said, I can just see her saying, I'm so proud of you. And now I can say it to myself. Did I need someone to really say it to me for me to be proud of myself? No. But when I never heard it in my life, and now I heard it for the last two years, I am going to grieve. And that's the point. Sometimes, and I'm not saying I didn't grieve for my own mother. I grieved for my own mother. But I also was thankful she didn't suffer. Was there moments where I wish she had? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anger moments. But she didn't suffer. When my dad passed away, he was in the hospital. He was at Duke University for 5 months. 5 months. Can you imagine? And what we as family did, driving back and forth up and down the East Coast, it's a lot. That's what I'm saying. We all grieve differently. Did I think my kid's father would die when he did? No. And there was trauma after that. And we had anger and disgust when he passed away because his wishes weren't followed. But now I get to healthy grieve and go through the process. But the big thing with the process is acknowledging it's okay to cry. It's okay to have overwhelming feeling of loss. It's okay to feel like a part of your heart got a little hole in it. That's okay. And it's okay if you don't want to be hugged. It's okay if you don't want the embracing right now because you want to guard yourself. That's okay too. Because that's what I see a lot of, is people see people grieving and they want to give them this hug and they're pushing them away, but you want to embrace them. No, you got to give them that moment. Let them protect themselves, because like I say, grieving is a trauma response too. So some people in the moment of grieving, like there was a couple of times with me, don't touch me. I don't want to hug. I just want to sit in my shit right now. Leave me alone. And it wasn't that I wanted to be disrespectful. It's the whole point that I wanted to protect myself in that moment because it made me feel secure. But then I realized that was a trauma response and maybe not a grieving response. Maybe I can let people in and heal my heart and grieve in a healthy manner. So it is time for our second break tonight. You have been listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. This is the Emotional Elevator, and I am Sandy Bird. And like I said, if you're listening to me on any, or it'd be hard if you're listening to me on all platforms at once, but you never know. I've listened to a couple of things on two different platforms. But like it, follow, share. If you know someone who's grieving and you don't know how to talk to them or anything, share this with them to let them know it's okay. And like, share, you can reach out to me on social media. You can reach out to me at my email at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But like I say, you get more of a rapid response at Sandy Bird Coach, and that's with two E's and a Y, at gmail.com. Think all that could change one day. Yay. But like I said, with this grief and being able to experience real healthy grief, I am taking the courses I took and I'm going to add grief coaching because I feel that's in line with midlife, with self-development, in grief, because sometimes we really need to figure out who we are after we lose someone in our life, like a loved one. And we want to know, what steps can I take now? So we're going to go to that break, or I could just sit here and just continue to talk. So let's go to that break now.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Sandy@EmotionalElevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. That is Sandy with two E's, Bird, B-Y-R-D. And if you're watching me, you probably know how to spell my name. And if you want to reach out to me on any social media platform, you can go to my website, sandybird.com. If you are grieving and you want someone to speak with, we can get on a connection call. I'm more than happy to walk you through the steps. Well, there's really no steps of grieving. I'm not going to walk you through the stages of grieving. Absolutely not. But what I'm going to do is give you the freedom to talk about what it is you want to talk about in the grieving stage. And if you want to learn how to redefine yourself through grief, because we learn how to redefine ourselves through trauma, but learning how to redefine yourself through grief is just as important. So there you go. And if you are going through a grieving phase in your life and you want someone to talk to, and you want to work with me as a self-development coach, I'm going to give a discount on that because I know how important it is to go through the grieving process in a healthy way and how to take steps as you grieve and how to feel good when you have great days and how to go through your way of grieving. So again, that's sandyberg.com. We can get on a connection call or you can reach out to me at sandybergcoach@gmail.com. And like I said, I'll give a discount to anyone who wants to start redeveloping or redefining themselves through the grieving process. But now what I kind of want to do is talk about ways to elevate your emotions when you're grieving. Ways to elevate your emotions are to identify the emotion you're experiencing. If you get up and you're angry, identify, I'm angry today. And then talk yourself through your anger. What is it about this that's making me so angry? Like, I know I'm angry sometimes because there's so many conversations that I want to have with my mother-in-law. I'm angry because my husband found a picture of himself that she bugged us about for 2 years to find. And 2 days after, 3 days after her passing, my husband went through and grabbed pictures for us to get stuff together. That was 2 days. And he found the picture right away. And we couldn't find it for 2 years. So I was angry. We could not find that to give her that pleasure to see that picture. But what did I do? I identified that emotion. Same thing as being sad. Identify. I'm sad today. And it's okay for me to be sad. And if I need to go in the bathroom at work and just sit in a stall and cry for a moment, or if I need to go to my boss and say, hey, look, I need to take a little extra time today because I'm in my emotions. And it's okay to cry, and it's okay to be vulnerable in these situations. It is not a weakness. It is called grieving. Healthily. Yes, I stumbled on that word. But grieving, the healthy way of grieving. And when you're having a great day and joy, identify that. I'm at peace today. I'm at peace today, and I am thankful I am at peace today. When you feel like you're bargaining and why would you do this to me? Identify it. And one of the things I even promote, even just in my coaching in general, do things that bring you joy in the day. Like since this all transpired and there was days where I felt like I was putting out fires, having battles, challenges, attacks. What did I do? I used them so much, I still can't find them. Put in my earbuds. I had a dance party with myself. I sang. Oh, gosh. I sang so many hymnals one day in the shower. I think I was a prune. I laughed. I still did my laughter yoga both Mondays. This past Monday, we did a dance party with laughing, but I still did my laughter and I stayed to my daily routines. I did not deter from my daily routines because that brought me peace. it made me realize that even though my routine on Thursdays and Saturdays was changed forever, but I wasn't changed forever. That part of me that had a daily routine of meditation and journaling and doing these two books, one book she gave me, I journal with, and I journal memories. And I write down things that we talked about. And it brings me a sense of joy when I do that. When I have a moment and I'm like, I'm thinking about her. So I would stop and journal. And that's why I like having a phone that I can voice record myself and say, right now I'm angry because I'm not going to hear how proud she is of me if, when I tell her about that I'm going to do laughter yoga for a hospital. I'm angry because I have been asked to do laughter yoga for this retreat. I'm identifying why I'm angry and I'm saying the reasons why, because it's going to help me realize what I'm feeling and how to help myself get through that. And then when I was angry about after leaving this meeting and it was a great thing and I got in the car and I was like, I am so angry that I don't have her here to tell her. But then I said it out loud. I am proud of you, Sandy, because you just went in there and killed that and spoke with passion and love. And then just last night, there was a moment where I was like, so what would Lily Mae do in this situation? And I did that. And it brought me peace. And I think that's what brought me peace today. And I journaled around it. A lot of us think when we're having these emotions, A, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to suppress it. But when you can identify and talk to it and say why you're having that, it helps you through the process. And yes, I've only been grieving for almost 2 weeks, but I still realize that I'm doing it in a healthy manner by not saying, I'm just going to suppress it. Just go push it down. No, I'm going to say, I'm going to feel it. I'm going to identify it. And why am I feeling this? What is it about this moment or this emotion that I'm feeling? And like I said yesterday, I left a meeting that I'm definitely doing laughter yoga for a hospital retreat, but I also might be doing Lego series play. And some of it I changed and say, hey, look, we could do it this way. Yeah. And I had my motivation and I was angry because I couldn't go there and say, guess what? She didn't quite understand what the laughter yoga was about, but she knew that one of the reasons why I did it was because it was something that she did. We told jokes and had fun and realized that I wanted to have laughter therapy. But then working with clients and talking with clients, it's establishing taking those steps. That's the problem sometimes when we're grieving. We're afraid to take those steps. Sometimes we're afraid to be at peace. Sometimes we're afraid to let some of it go because then you feel like you're letting them go. You're not. I can tell you, I have people in my life from 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, that I still think about and I still remember. And I wish I still had that friendship that's gone. When moments with my kids, and I wish that their father was here so he could take some of this and he could help with some of this. Still there. I have those memories. I have memories with my mom, the good ones and the bad ones. But you know what? I got through it. And that's what the whole grieving is it's taking those first steps and being okay to have a moment. And it, even if something comes up 2 years from now with me, it's going to be okay because I can identify it and work with it. And that's why it was such a blessing to have a client go through grieving when this started for me and kind of start giving her the steps to take. And now I'm realizing I gave her the steps that I want to take. And that's what's just as rewarding, is I was already preparing myself for the steps for me to take, because I was already giving those steps to someone else. And all I was doing was taking trauma steps and turning it into grieving steps, because that's the same thing. But this person too now needs to figure out, who am I now? Because what she identified with is not who she is anymore. And getting into groups that can help her possibly bring peace, but it's when she will be ready. But just identifying, yeah, today I'm going to be angry, and it's okay to be angry. Today I'm going to be happy and at peace, and it's okay to be happy and at peace. But it's not okay, and what I've already talked about in the beginning of the show, and I'm going to go back to it, is it's not okay for us to tell people how they should feel, what stage they should be in, what they should be thinking in their grieving process. And it's not okay to think that you can step over boundaries during the grieving phase. Because that's another part of grieving too, is sometimes we set strong boundaries up because we're trying to protect ourselves in a moment of loss. Oops, I'm sorry if that was making noise. In a moment of loss, I'm setting up a boundary around my heart right now because I'm in a moment of loss. So respect that with me. Don't try to tell me that I should just be embracing. Maybe I don't want to embrace right now. And it's okay, because that's the way I want to handle it. Doesn't mean that my husband might want more hugs right now. And that's okay, because that's his way of grieving, and this is my way of grieving, and neither one of our ways of grieving are better. Same thing as my client that I was talking about. She struggled with people coming up and saying, I'm sorry. So I told her, point that out to people. Tell them, I don't want to hear that right now. Because sometimes even saying that can trigger somebody, depending on how the loss came about. Because that can bring up anger. That anger. I'm sorry. Well, what are you sorry about? You know, I have said that, and that's the response I got. And that's okay, because I should have read the room. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't do, is read a room. They just expect that maybe the way that they handled a grieving situation is the same way they think this person should. And it's not. So it is time for our last break, and then we only have a few minutes left. So again, I am Sandy Burr. This is the Emotional Elevator, and tonight was an emotional night. And you're listening to me on Inspired Choices Network, and reach out to me. Let's get on a connection call. I said I'm going to offer a discount for anyone in the grieving who wants to learn how to redefine themselves through grief. And you can reach out to me at sandybird.com or at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. But let's go to this break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body. Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Tonight's show has all been about grieving and how we all grieve differently. There's five stages, and those stages look the same as trauma, and our body does not know how to differentiate trauma sometimes from grief. And like I already stated, please respect people and not go up and say, I understand what you're feeling, because you don't. And also respect anyone who you might be grieving with, that everyone goes through the grieving phases differently and it looks differently. But the last couple of minutes, we're going to talk about how we elevate our emotions when we're grieving. We give ourselves grace. We give ourselves grace in grieving process to acknowledge what we're feeling and why we're feeling it, and how we can fill up those feelings and turn them into joy and peace. And I know that this last weekend I was playing songs. She was a devout Christian, and I played Christian songs and Alan Jackson and all kinds of things that we would listen to. And it was enjoyable. I also, when I felt certain emotions, I chose to just go sing in the shower. Or I chose to continue to do my laughter. Because every day I choose in my life to do 5 minutes of laughter, 5 minutes of dancing, and 5 minutes of singing. And I know some people are like, that's not for me. Well, then we together can find out what is right for you in your grieving process. And what steps do you want to start taking to elevating your emotions while you're grieving? And when you feel that you just want to sit in that emotion, it is okay. It is okay. But I don't want you to stay stagnant in certain emotions, but to identify and be okay to be angry today, because I want to be angry because I'm pissed at the world for taking my mother-in-law, because she fed into me ways that no one ever fed into me. And maybe tomorrow, which today I'm not feeling angry, but if I was, but you know, it's okay. And it's okay to, in the middle of the day, feel a cry come on, because maybe I saw somebody that looked like her, or someone said something, or maybe I even heard her voice in my head. So it's okay. Identify. You can sit in that emotion, but make sure you do something to elevate your emotions too. And like I tell people, one of the steps to do is to journal when you're feeling things about them. But thank you tonight for joining me on Emotional Elevator. I am Sandy Bird, and you can reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com, which will get a rapid response, or go to my website, sandybird.com. Let's get on the connection call. And let's start connecting to you, who you want to be. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.